Okay, so Feb Fit, Damon, has been really hard for me.
It's been a roller coaster.
I've been terrible at almost everything.
Well, you say that, but I look over at the Feb Fit tally and the ledger is even.
Well, I like winning. I don't know who's more competitive out of you and I, but I know that we've got soccer coming up later today. And I don't want to throw you off here, but I thought I'd call in a friend.
There. Who is it?
So I have called in Ben Warland. He's a professional footballer for Sydney FC and he's also my cousin.
Good morning, Ben. How are you, mate?
Morning, guys. How are you? I'm good.
I've seen Molly use some family clout last week. This is the second time she's showing some flex. How often does she name drop, do you think?
Nah, not often at all. Not often at all.
I just thought, okay, I need some serious tips. And I thought, well, hang on a minute. I know the guy for the job. So, Ben, it's family to family here. If today's my first training session, what is the best way to warm up? What should I be targeting?
Well, us at Sydney FC, we do a couple of laps to get the legs moving, get the body moving. Mm-hmm. And we have a bit of a stretch, dynamic stretch session before as well, and then a few sort of harder run-throughs, and then we're sort of straight into training. So I think just a more general warm-up of the whole body is good to start off.
Very good advice. Very good advice.
Okay.
I figure that as a professional soccer player or football player, you've pretty much had a football at the end of your boot for your entire life. Well, when did you start playing the game?
I played under sixes when I started, 5 years old. I'm 24 now, so it's been pretty much my whole life, and I've just stuck with it, and I've enjoyed it the whole way through, and I think that's the main point that's kept me going. I just enjoy what I do, and that's a big positive for me.
So 19 years has got on you, Molly.
Yeah.
Will genetics work their magic with you today?
I don't feel confident because I've seen Ben for a big part of my life that's some natural flair that I definitely wasn't born with. But I reckon if I go in strong, like you've said, Ben, I make sure I really warm up my body. Mm-hmm. Is there any sort of position I could be good at? Do you think I'd be more of a defender or more of an attacker? Is that even what you call it? I don't know.
A forward?
Yeah, I think you'd be more an attacker. I'm the boring old defender at the back. Gets no praise, so I think you'd be up front and get all the praise.
Ben, Sydney FC, you haven't played a game for a week now. The last one was a 2-1 victory over Wellington Phoenix. How is the season going with all things COVID? Is it a difficult thing for the league to navigate?
Yeah, it definitely is. We were actually meant to go to Melbourne on Friday just gone to play a couple of games over there, but they've obviously gone into lockdown. So we were just about to get to the airport and got the message that we weren't travelling anymore.
Dang.
So, it's been a very disrupted season. A few teams have played, almost 10 games. We've only played 5 games. So, I guess the league ladder doesn't really reflect on the overall performance of each team because we're a bit uneven in the games tally. Yeah. But, I'm sure it'll sort out in the end. But, yeah, it's a bit frustrating at the moment not being able to play week in, week out.
We're talking fitness for our February here. So if you actually miss a game, how do the trainers for your team, add to your game load? Do you just have to work out more?
Well, yesterday we had an in-house game, so a training game amongst the teams. So, we got 24 players or something. So, two teams of 11 and, played a full 90 minutes yesterday just to get that sort of game load into the legs. I guess keep the legs ticking over until we can actually play again, which is next Saturday. So, we have a hard day and then sort of taper off a bit, have a rest day and then sort of lead back up into the game on the weekend. So, sort of give and take through the week, just depending on the game. So.
Yeah, so true. Hey, I wouldn't even... it's still just tripping me out that I'm talking to you on the air. This is so weird. The whole thing about FebFit is we're obviously trying to encourage a lot of people to get out and exercise and, young kids as well. Do you feel like soccer is the type of thing that anyone can really try and improve at over time?
Yeah, I think definitely. I think, it's a pretty basic game. Especially when you're younger as well, you just go and run around, try and kick the ball in the goal and have a bit of fun with your mates. So, it's obviously different levels and stuff, but, as long as you enjoy it, I think at any age you can start and, have fun with it.
Well, I think what you're saying, Ben, is that I've got a shot to take this out today.
I didn't hear that at all. I did not hear that one bit. Ben Wallen from Sydney FC, thank you so much for joining us. Once again, another family member of the Molly Clare. Good on you, Ben.
Thanks, guys. Thanks.